You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm again speaking with WFHR lifetime listeners and Wisconsin Rapids lifetime residents, Diane Blanchard and Pamela Hilke, on Tuesday, July 28th. Thank you for joining me, Diane and Pam, to share your memories of the area with our listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So as lifetime residents of Wisconsin Rapids, I imagine the city and the surrounding area look quite a bit different than it did when you were growing up. So let's go back in time and talk about some of your childhood memories of the area. What part of the area did you grow up in, Diane?
I grew up from birth to 7 years old. I lived right on the corner of 15th Street and East Grand Avenue. And so we were right in the city. Mm-hmm. Well, when I was 7 years old, my dad bought this farmhouse out on A Street because he was a farmer from North Dakota and he wanted to have his own farm plus working in the mill. Mm-hmm. And my mother, she wanted to stay in town, but he got his way, and we went from where Domino's is now on A Street is where our house and the long driveway. And there was a pasture back there, and he turned this garage into a barn.
Wow.
And there was a pasture back there, and where it goes on to Shady Lane, that wasn't there when we first moved in there. And we lived in that house for 21 years. And then they came along with all this commercial stuff in between there. And we were annexed to the city by and by. Mm-hmm. And that was after that. My dad got sick and he had to let go of the farming and all that, but so different from the start, you know. It's a lived in, and the apartment upstairs my parents rented out. And then by and by my brother-in-law bought that land beside us to the north. And he wasn't my brother-in-law at the time, but that's how I met his brother.
Oh.
Eventually, he came walking over because I had, and then he also sold used cars and all that. And so I had bought a used car from him, and my dad told him he would always walk to the grocery store and get groceries for my mom and that. And he told them that I was having a little bit of trouble. So when he saw me come home from work that day, he came over and introduced me to his little brother who was home on leave from the service. Uh-huh. Just got back from being in Korea for 13 months.
Oh, wow.
And introduced him, and he and his friend Wayne were along with my brother-in-law's nickname was Doc. how it, you know, went. And then he bought my parents' house in June of 1969. And then we moved across the field onto Grove Avenue. And so we stayed in the same neighborhood all those years. And then at that point, June of 69, then Jerry and I got married in August, a couple months later. So I only spent a little bit of time in the house on Grove. And so it was a big difference for my parents, you know, moving after all those years, and from a big house mm-hmm. to a little one. And now I realize what goes on later. But, and so then 2 months later, got married and moved out here. And so now I've been in the country and I like it. Here to stay, probably. So that part has changed, you know, from city to country and all the in-betweens. My friends, when we lived on A Street, thought that was out in the boonies, because it really was. It was Grand Rapids, you know. But then we annexed into the city and life went on. And
it built up.
Sidewalks and that, yeah. But Pasquale's is the one place that is still there, that building. Before that, it was Hawaiian Bar, it was called.
Really?
Oh, yeah, my. It was like a neighborhood bar, which that has changed a great deal around all over the place. They used to have these little bars downtown, you know, where the depot was. The Milwaukee Depot was down there on the west side, and you go around to get back onto Grand and go through. So
it's a lot different.
A lot different from before.
What about you, Pam? Where did you grow up?
I grew up on 13th Avenue South. We were about halfway between Alton Street and Chase Street. And Mead Field was just a block behind us. Looking out our kitchen or our dining room window, it was always a clear lookout, and we could see all of Mead Field out there with the ball diamonds and tennis courts and ice skating pond in the winter, and Mead School, which is where I went to grade school. I went to walked over to Mead School. Sometimes we'd walk on the sidewalk the long way, or we'd take the shortcut through Mead Field. And we'd have to kind of watch where we were walking in Mead Field, because it was kind of a swampland, like many, many years before. So, you know, you'd have to be careful so that your feet weren't all wet by the time you got
to school with wet feet.
But no, my parents had, they built that house, and they had moved in there in the early 1950s, and that's where I grew up and lived, and lived there until I got married. So been a resident here of Wisconsin Rapids all those years. Now, when Diane mentioned about the Milwaukee Depot, that brought back a memory, because I do remember when the train came through Wisconsin Rapids and stopped at where the depot used to be. For your information, it would be kind of near where Metcalf Lumber is.
Okay.
Well, we still have one set of railroad tracks, but where the expressway is now, that those were all railroad tracks.
Oh, and there wasn't even a road there?
There wasn't. That wasn't a road. No, the expressway was built on what had been railroad tracks. But there was, the depot was there. I remember at a time when my older sister had moved to Milwaukee, and my mom would, you know, if she had a letter to send off, we could quick hop in the car, you know, drive a few blocks over to the depot and hand the letter to, you know, the person at the train station, and he'd get it on the train and she'd get her, you know, letter like that. It didn't even kind of bypass the... Maybe they did have, maybe they were transporting mail on the trains. But yeah, I remember, you know, doing that too, you know, as a youngster. You know, mom would say, okay, we got 5 minutes to get over to the train station.
Oh, that's really a train memory. Yeah.
Right.
And I took that train all the way to Texarkana, Arkansas. First, my friend Verna and I took it. We thought we were going to get there in one day. It was getting kind of dark out, and this lady came and asked us where we were going, and we told her, how long do you think you girls are going to have to be on here? Because we were talking like we're getting there in a couple hours, you know. Oh, no. And so that was a ride. And then we went back and forth, Verna and I, to meet her future husband, Rita's future husband. And anyway, so then I was her maid of honor, and I took it all by myself.
I bet that was an adventure.
It was.
Because you were how old at the time?
Well, I was, I think, yeah, I was 21 by then.
Okay.
But Rita had been my friend since first grade. And so, but then she slowly but surely moved with her parents because they had A&W Ripper stands.
Oh.
And first in Indiana, she split in high school. She went to Jasper, Indiana High School then instead of in Rapids. But then, her, and she met her husband because he was, she was a car hop at that, you know, older. No, but I don't, well, they don't even have them anymore. I don't think that's another thing that's really changed.
Yeah.
That one on Baker Street used to have car hops at, and her Schlibs. Her Schlibs is one that's not there anymore. And boy, my memories of that.
Oh, it was an ice cream shop, a little diner. You could go inside and eat or order out and they.
Yeah, or drive up and they come. Your stuff with the tray and put down the window.
And right next to it was the A&W too. They were back to back. I was just.
And that's sort of still there, but it's changed into different. I don't know if there's anything in there right now. But up by IGA, you know.
I believe the Hirschlebs is owned by another company. It's no longer a restaurant. But I remember when we would go across town to visit my aunt and uncle. They lived way over on the east side, and we lived way over on the west side. And we always had to go on Baker Street. We always had to pass Hirschlebs and A&W. And, you know, every once in a while, my parents would pull off, okay, it's summertime, we're going to get a shake, you know, and you look. Oh man, there's like 35 different flavors. Like, which one should I take? You know?
Yeah.
So, since then, I've even met the ice cream maker from that business.
Oh, wow.
Tom Brimmer.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I've known him for a long time. Yeah.
Well, this is the perfect spot for us to take a short pause to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay talking with Diane Blanchard and Pamela Hilke, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I'm speaking with WFHR lifetime residents and listeners, residents of Wisconsin Rapids, that is, and lifetime listeners of WFHR, Diane Blanchard and Pamela Hilke. And where we left off, we were talking about some of your some business memories that you have of businesses that are no longer here. We talked about Hirschler's and A&W Root Beer Stand, where they would come out to the car and bring you your food. And that isn't something, I mean, there's a few of those still around that still do that. But Pam, you mentioned all the different flavors at, was it at Hirschlibs,
right?
Hirschlibs, okay.
Right. They have quite an extensive menu, it seemed like. And
do you have a favorite that sticks out in your mind?
I don't know. I'm thinking it was maybe like pineapple. You know, kind of a good summer flavor. Mm-hmm. It was probably one that we probably wouldn't make a pineapple shake at home. So it's neat just to get it when we're stopped for a treat.
How fun.
And you can get single dip, double dip.
Right. The cones, the old fashioned sugar cones, they come out on the little carrier just with the cones and those little, or the trays that, you know, hooked onto
the window ledge.
I had a girlfriend that ended up working there for a few years during when she was in summer for summer employment. A classmate of mine that she had worked at the drive-in there, Hirschlibs.
So my daughter.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
When did that business close?
Oh boy, I don't remember.
It's been at least 10 years, isn't it? Oh, yes.
It would be
quite some time then.
Right.
Yeah. Are there other businesses that you remember from your youth that aren't here anymore?
Up on, my cousins lived on 9th Street near Oak Street. And at times when my aunt would, when my little brother was born, she took care of me within the, you know, in between. And there was McCamley's grocery store at Grand Avenue, as it is now, all different. You know, it was only one laner, like, I mean, on each side of the street, of course. But my Aunt Isabel would walk over, and there was Deville's, where that Trusses is now, that beauty shop there. And it used to be Chammy Car Wash next door in later years. Well, that's gone now, but two. And then on the other side of Grand, you walk across the intersection, and that was McCamley's. And Deville's was on this side where Trusses is now, and McCamley's on the other side. And at their house, at my cousin's house, they had a porch swing.
Okay.
And so my aunt would say, "Now, Kathleen, don't go up too high while I'm gone." Well, as soon as she left, we'd wind it up and go, you know, swing. It's still there. That house is still there with the enclosed porch. And we had so much fun in there.
Did you ever get hurt on the swing?
No, we didn't. Fortunately, because Kathy had no fear. She wind it up and we'd giggle. And
those are good memories.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember the old Wisconsin Theater downtown. It's a green space there now.
Oh, yeah.
But that was like the big theater of the city. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'd often go there to, you know, the movies. And,
yeah. Right. Yeah, that was a big one that's no longer there. Yeah. And where the cinema is now. There was Rapids Theater there, and Perry Sports Shop was next to it. And then as you go up the hill, now I think it's a lawyer's office. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that has definitely changed.
Yeah. And Woolworths, now it's the Trading Post antique shop, but that used to be the Woolworths store.
Yeah.
I remember my sister worked there. She got her first job. She worked behind the lunch counter there at Woolworths.
Uh-huh.
So it was Woolworths as a department store, right?
Right.
Yeah. But they had a lunch counter?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did at Jensen Hills too.
Yeah. Even there was a drugstore there on Grand Avenue. And
Church's drugstore.
Church's drug. And then across the street, there was another drugstore.
Oh, Anderson's drugstore.
Right, and I remember I heard that my aunt had worked there. They had a little lunchroom counter at that drugstore too.
Yeah, and then there was Country Inn, they called it for a while. Then that was the next one. And when I worked at CW, some of my friends and I would go there. We had an hour off for lunch in those days. Uh-huh. And we would go there for lunch. Yeah, right down the lane.
There was a bakery shop there too.
There was a Rapids Bakery. We don't have any bakeries except for what's that one over there that's open, and then it's called on 18th Avenue. I think
Gremlers.
Yeah. Yeah, but we used to have Hammer's Bakery on A Street. Yeah.
Across
from Ritter Field, yeah, where the aquatic is now. Mm-hmm. Yes, thinking back, there's all kinds of things that are gone.
Mm-hmm. We had a Woco store too. It was like a department store. It's where the Lowell Center, Senior Center complex is.
Oh,
that was.
And in between, they came with Walmart. In 1988.
Yeah, right. Then it was vacant, and then it became a Walmart, and then that moved out, and it was vacant again, and it finally got developed into the senior center, and community media is there, all of that, the ADRC.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Do you remember, because the McMillan Memorial Library, that wasn't the first library in Wisconsin.
No, I remember that well because I was quite a reader earlier. And over there, going down where I just told you from where the trading post is now, all down that block, it was Anderson's Drugstore. And then the Biles came in that building, too. It was a dress shop and that. And then what was the next one there where Gary's Coins is now? Mm-hmm. What was in there?
Oh, it slips my mind. Who the person that owned it, he also owned some other stores. Matthews.
Yeah.
Because then he owned
Boring Matthews.
I think he owned the Country.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
The dining,
yeah,
part,
the Country
Inn. He owned on the corner there, and there was a luggage shop, and then it had a little toy store in the basement. I remember going there as a youngster. Every once in a while, my parents would take me down to the basement where they had their toy store.
And then, anyway, speaking of the library, then if you would walk from where Gary's Coins is now across, you know, to the next sidewalk, then there was a T.B. Scott branch bed library, and you could go either to that one. That was a branch, and they had restrooms. They called it the rest area, you know, bathrooms, and they had where you could sit, you know, in between if you had to wait for somebody to come and get you or whatever. And that little library, the branch, the branch library, we called it. And so being that my dad worked in the mill all those years, he would get off at 4 o'clock and later in grade school, I mean, I wasn't, you know, like first, second, third grade, but I would, my girlfriends and I would walk over to that T.B. Scott branch library there and get books and that. And then we go, Rita and I mainly would do this. And we would walk over to my dad's car in the parking lot at the mill and then give us a ride home.
So, I remember going to that branch library too. I could ride my bike from our neighborhood and safely get there and get some books. And I always took part in the summer reading program that they had going. And then the big library, of course, was what is now the Southwood County Historical Museum. And I remember going there as a youngster. And usually at the end of summer, when you complete all your assigned, you know, maybe you had 20, 30 books to read, and you keep track of it all. And then they have like a little party on the lawn, and you'd get little certificates, and they always brought in the little ice cream and the little Dixie cups with the little wooden spoons, and it came from Hirschlib's, of course.
Yeah.
So somebody would be there from Hirschlib's with a big container of ice cream, and they'd hand that out to all the people there at the party on the lawn behind the library.
Yes, is when I was, well, I'm that much younger than you. And there was only one girl in the neighborhood that was, and she was really my exact age. All the rest of them were boys. But, and my mother never got to drive because of her eyesight. She was born prematurely, and her eyes didn't develop properly. And so she, you know, it was only my dad that would take us and otherwise walk. I walked a lot from out there on A Street downtown and all that, but
people walked.
My legs are still going.
I remember walking from Lincoln, the old Lincoln High School on Lincoln Street, to my neighborhood on 13th Avenue.
Yeah.
You know,
it was nothing for kids to walk in those days. Now you barely see anything.
Or riding your bike through town to get to the swimming pool on First Street.
Yes, I remember that too. That's gone. Yes, I went to lessons for a little bit down there. It was when you think of how it was, you know, all cement and, and all that. And then they had, and I went to the swimming lessons and that, and then we had to depend on the weather, and half the time I'd get canceled because it's too cold, you know.
I was just telling somebody that I remember taking swimming lessons in the mornings.
Yes.
Early, you know, you'd have either 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh man, it'd be kind of cool out there that early in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, not some of the days recently, step out at 9 o'clock and it was pretty warm.
Was that pool heated?
No, none of that.
No, they had a really big pool with a diving end, and it was quite large. And then they had a kiddie pool with the bathing house in between. You'd get little baskets to put all your stuff in, and it'd get locked up for you. Changing area in the bathrooms and. But I remember riding through downtown, and you have to be so careful because, you know, you'd be riding down by the mill and people were driving on the bridge, and be very
and we
careful.
Only had one bridge too. The Grand Avenue Bridge.
Oh, and then came the Jackson Street. I don't remember. I always remember two, and the fire department right at the kind of end of the Jackson Street.
Oh yeah, that's
one
where
of the fire departments
where they're doing a lot of reconstruction right now. Where they tore down, was it four stools?
Yeah,
was
right in that area.
Oh yes, at that end, they're going to be doing something by where Jennings is too, I believe.
And then the railroad trestle, where the expressway bridge is. That was a, like I said, it was a railroad line, and that was a big railroad trestle that went across the river there by Lions Park.
Well, I could speak with you ladies all day about these memories, but we've run out of time. I'm Melissa Kay, speaking with WFHR Lifetime listeners and Wisconsin Rapids Lifetime residents, Diane Blanchard and Pamela Hilke. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me today, Diane and Pam.
Thank you.
And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.